Barack Obama said, "The real test is not whether you avoid this failure, because you won't. It's whether you let it harden or shame you into inaction, or whether you learn from it, whether you choose to persevere." Michael John Bobak said, "All progress takes place outside the comfort zone." Zig Ziglar said, "People often say that motivation doesn't last. Well, neither does baiting. That's why we recommend it daily." To make shit happen, this is episode number 203. This is 3 Minute Thursday. You know, I was having a conversation with somebody and people are like, "Well, what do you know? How can someone be successful? How is success measured?" And how success measured is a very convoluted answer, because success can be measured in a lot of ways. Success can be measured in how much money you made, or success can be measured in, hey, what did I do with my kids? My kids became doctors. They went to school. They had A's. I mean, it's just different, you know, perception for different things. But if you want to be successful, like in business or successful in a job you do, I believe it's all connected to your mindset, right? If you believe that you want to be successful, and successful people, there's a difference, right? People who become successful and people who don't, it doesn't matter what kind of hurdles you have. It doesn't matter what kind of blocks you have, roadblocks you have. It doesn't matter what kind of objections you have. You just don't quit. You make mistakes. Fix the mistakes, you overcome them, you correct them, and you just don't quit. You just keep going. And that's the difference between successful people and not successful people. Because if you quit, you'll never know what happens. And you know, it's okay. This, you know, like we all have heard sayings, fall six times, get up seven, you know, and you know, if once you don't succeed, try again. If then you fail again, try again, try again, try again. There's just a bunch of other sayings like that, but it's all upon your mindset, and it's easier said than done. Because, you know, some people, you can always say, "Oh man, just try again. It's okay to make mistakes, it's okay to, you know, overcome that." But then the mindset is so different. It's just like going to the gym, right? And you are lifting weights, or you're running on the treadmill, and you know, it's just another five more minutes to complete that final mile, or it's just that extra, you know, three more reps to get it done, or one more set of exercise. And it's just happened like that in life also. Life is like more like a cycle. Life is just that running on that treadmill. Get that extra one little thing. If you're at work, you know, if you're selling something, that one extra sale. Or if you're at work, you know, hey, you know what I want to do? Let me get this last 30 minutes so I can get my work done. Or let me wake up 15, 20 minutes before anybody else. Let me get to work 10, 15 minutes before everybody else, 30 minutes before. You know, Tom Brady, I mean, he won so many Super Bowls because he put in work. He has that diet, you know, on point. He has his practice on point. You know, Allen Iverson never won a championship, and he had that most famous rant on TV. You're talking about practice. Man, practice is what makes you different. How many championship rings does Allen Iverson have versus Kobe or LeBron or Michael Jordan? Because those people, they really believed in practicing. And you can never get better until you practice. But it's all about that mindset. It's all about what are you willing to do that the other person is not willing to do. How many times are you willing to fail, and then, you know, versus the other person? Some people, they have failed so many times, but anytime you talk to them, man, they have that attitude, they have the winning attitude that this time they're going to succeed. And when you're looking at them and they're so positive and full of life, you're like, man, this is how I want to be. And I'm sure that every single one of you have come across somebody. And success is just all depending on you. Are you going to quit, or are you going to keep going? Are you going to feel? Are you going to believe in yourself and be successful or not? And like I said, success is measured in a whole bunch of different ways. Success doesn't only mean I got to be a millionaire, I got to be a multimillionaire, I got to own this. Success is how you measure it. Man, you know what? I'm good. Got my own place. I got some money in the bank. Got a nice car I'm driving. And I'm okay and I'm comfortable. Some people, that's success. And if that's success to you, that's it. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, you know what? I got my kids, I got my wife, I got my family, and I have roof over my head, and I got my bills paid, and I'm not stressing every day. That's success to me. My kids are going to school. They're getting good grades. That's success to me. Hey, you know what? I'm comfortable. I'm going on a vacation a year. That's success to me. Success doesn't mean that you got to have the world by the balls, or you just got to be this multi-millionaire. And money does not equal success. Thank you all for listening to Make Shit Happen. Thank you for supporting it. If you like this episode, share it with somebody. I appreciate it.